Well, you know, honestly, I didn't do it. These kids created a culture where I just, again, I keep it going. But the 17 seniors, not just the two that ran here today, there's about eight of them up here with them. They set the bar high. You know, we've had an expectation, but my job is easy. These kids do a great job, and they just, they've set the bar to Fort Dodge. That's what they want. Every year we want kids in Fort Dodge. And there's actually been a lot of disappointment that it's been individuals, not teams, by our kids. They want to get more people up here. You know, but just the sustained success in our program individually and as a team, we just want to keep seeing that.
What's it going to take to get the teams back up here,
Coach? One, we're going to need some kids to come out. You know, we graduate 17, and I know there's some kids that aren't going to return next year. So, you know, we don't have a big middle school program right now. We got to get that rebuilt back up. You know, as coaches, Coach Mosier and I are working on that. We don't have the magic trick yet. We're trying to figure that out, but we need bodies. And then in the summer, training, you know, lift. That's the big thing. And then right now, what are they going to do? Are they going to go sit around the school and do nothing? Or are they going to get on a team? We've got an Atlantic girls basketball team. There's a wrestling team. The boys, there's a wrestling team. There's basketball, and there's boys swimming. If they're not doing something, that's step one. Multi-sport athletes are the best athletes. That's including cross country.